We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
What's up, Knicks fans? Hopefully by now you've heard about T-Squared Social, your new home for Knicks Film School watch parties. The next one on Sunday, April 28th for Game 4 of the Knicks' first round series against the Sixers. Founded by Tiger Woods and Justin Timberlake, this place has everything for a sports fan. Watch the entire Knicks, Rangers, and Islanders playoff runs or other sporting events like the Red Hot Mets and Yankees or other NBA playoff games. T-Squared also wants you to know that even when KFS isn't there, you could still join them to watch all Knicks playoff games from a private viewing area that features the largest screen in New York City, or reserve a table, grab a drink, and order a delicious meal while surrounded by their several dozen TV screens. Take this Thursday, for example. The Knicks play Game 3, the Yankees play the Athletics, the Islanders play the Hurricanes, and it's the NFL Draft. If you're a Knicks fan but also want to multitask, T-Squared will make sure you don't miss a meaningful minute of the action. T-Squared Social, your number one place to watch the next big Knicks game. Get a free draft beer when you tell them Knicks Film School sent you. Visit tsquaredsocial.com for more information.
Now key here again, the Sixers are out of timeouts, so they have to go the length of the floor. If he hits this and go up three, the Knicks obviously should think about fouling and not let Philadelphia even attempt a three-pointer. Two clutch free throws from OG Anunoby. Maxey's coming up. They can't let him get a three. Maxey on the drive. Step back Embiid. Embiid is three-pointer. No good. And the Knicks hold on and take a 2-0 lead.
Rich McLeod, legitimately on the verge of tears right now. It's right there with you. I don't know how they did it, but they did it. It's what they do. New York Knicks, mother effing basketball. Yes. yeah. Yeah, I don't. It's 8 points in 8.9 seconds. That's the only thing that I can compare it to. It's 8 points in 8.9 seconds. That happened to us, and I'm like, that can't happen to us. And then this happened. Between, by the way, and we haven't, I don't think anybody's really brought it up yet. The OG free throws, 2 for 2. Needed both of those because that changes that last possession extraordinarily. If he doesn't make both of those free throws. And I'm just looking to see like how much time actually passed. So this was 8 points in 27.1 seconds. I'll take it. My Lord. I'm looking at the what happened. Oh boy. Okay. Thank you, Rich. Barry Craver, what's going on, Barry? After a win like that, everyone in this chat should hold controlled $5 for good Knicks vibes. Go New York, go New York, go. We'll take any and all contributions. Listen, we don't turn them away, right? Thanks to everybody who's been patient. Thanks to everybody who's contributed. Thanks to everybody who's watching. It's been a wild, wild night. I don't know. I don't think I'm getting any sleep tonight. I'll say that. But that's fine. I don't mind. Thanks, Barry. Jay Ruka. What's going on, Jay Ruka? How you doing, man? What a roller coaster of a win. I'm so happy, but at the same time, I feel sick. uh, Oh man. Yeah, no, that's fair. I don't know how to feel. I mean, they do this to us, this team. And it really, and by the way, it really was a roller coaster, because if you look at the, again, we're so focused on the, we're so focused on the end of the game. If you go back and look at the game as a whole, and this was a characteristic of game one too, the Sixers were up and they went up by, I think, as many as 10, 9, 10. Yeah, no, they were up by as many as 10 in the first half. And then the Knicks had that great run to start and the first half. And then the third quarter was such a battle. Philly withstood the charge. New York tied it, but Philly withstood the charge. And then to a certain extent, and then they went up into the fourth quarter. Philly came back and tied it. And then the Knicks had that freaking 7-point lead, 87-80. And at that moment, 87-80, I was like, all right, first to 100 wins. And it was maybe the pivot point was when it was 90-83. Or maybe 90, no, maybe it was 94. Was it 94-89? Yeah, 94-89. 94-89, because they were up by five with about five left, and then that's when New York's offense kind of stalled until the end. Freaking wild. Thanks, Jay. Sam Slater, rank this win in terms of unexpected Knick wins. 4-point play, number one. This win, number two. I don't have a great playoff one for number three. The one that comes to mind, Andrew's much better with this stuff than me, but the one that comes to mind is, this is going to be, I don't know if this is a weird pull, the Memphis game or the Hornets game. It was not Memphis, because it was Ball coming over to help on the drive. The Pelicans game in the We Here season, when Reggie Bullock hit the game tying three to send it to overtime.
Oh, we're doing just non-playoff wins are eligible.
What's the number three most unexpected playoff win? I can't even think of one.
That's a good point. Like the game one against the Cavs last year. Game five against the Heat last year. Like those are not like in the same spirit of what we're talking about, which is, speaks to the improbability of this game. I have to rack my brain for the last time I was like, I can't believe they won that game. But to your point, like they were down three and Reggie Bullock hit a three when we were at empty seats that year.
It's two games in terms of the playoffs, you know?
RJ Barrett's buzzer beater.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's a good one. That's good. RJ buzzer beater. That goes ahead of the Bullock one. Yeah, that's number three. Thanks, Sam.
By the way, John alluded to something, but available now, we have the DiVincenzo Bang Bang shirt now on the Knicks Film School store. Go to nickfilmschool.com and immortalize this moment in apparel, in Knicks Film School merch. You can also order me one? It's already been expensed.
Really?
Yeah, I know your size. You could also get your Why Not Now merch, your official Knicks Film School merch. While you're there at the Knicks Film School store, use promo code Brunson for 11% off all orders over $50 or more. 11%, hopefully not what his shooting percentage ends up being in this series. But yeah, plenty of fun stuff you can get. You can get this hat that I'm wearing right now. You can get the shirt that's over my left shoulder or on John's body. Okay. Yeah, we got plenty of stuff for you to go ahead and take advantage of over at the Knicks Film School store.
I don't know. Thanks, Sam. Miguel Almonte, we just exercised the demons of the Reggie Miller game with 8 points in 1 minute. 8 points in 8.9 seconds. Going to have to pop a Xanax for the next game. Listen, if it does end up being a long series, it's okay. you got two. You got two. And they were, there was one you definitely shouldn't have gotten. And you could argue you shouldn't have maybe even gotten the other one. You got both. You got both. So it's about getting two more. Win two of the next five games. That's it. You got five chances to win two. That's all it is right now. Five chances to win two. That's where the season is at right now. And then you go from there. One step at a time. Thanks, Miguel. Just so focused. Here's the rest of his super chat. Chenzo dies of joy. Meanwhile, you want to talk about heartbreakers. I think the Lakers are up by 20 in this game and they're up by five now. I'm keeping an eye out on this one. Mr. Hernandez. What's going on, Mr. Hernandez? What an end. I'm losing my shit. Let's go, Knicks. My shit is back in section 213, row five. I left it there. I feel bad for the usher that has to clean it up. But what can you do? So, because sometimes Dante DiVincenzo happens. Thank you, Mr. Hernandez. Robert W. Cross shed a tear. I'm right there with you, Robert. Yes. Brando, are you fucking kidding me? Big Ragu, I heart. Yeah. Team effort, everybody. We've praised, obviously, Big Ragu. We've praised iHeart. Those guys are, you know, we've been praising them all year long. We've praised McBride. We've praised Bogdanovich. I feel like that we should dedicate this entire live stream to Josh Hart. Again, Josh Hart, Josh Hart, Josh Hart, Josh Hart. They don't win this game. They're not in this game without Josh Hart. 48 minutes? 48 minutes. And by the way, Mitchell Robinson, when he was in, I thought his defense was really good. OG Anunoby. I could tell he's getting lost in the shuffle. Took three threes. Made none of them. That hurts. It's not ideal. I thought his defense, well, perhaps subtle, thought his defense was excellent tonight. And again, you've limited the Philadelphia 76ers now to 101 points tonight. After they scored 104 the other night. That's OG was a big part of that. Plus Zoo with another one. Stuff like that only happens against us. You goddamn right it does until tonight. Basketball gods gifted us for not ducking the smoke. We got our good karma. Why not us this year? Let's freaking go next. Maybe I'll take it. I'll take any gifts the basketball gods want to give us. It's totally fine by me. Would we be talking about this series in the same way if they weren't playing Philadelphia and they were playing like the Indiana team that looks like it was not at all ready for prime time? You know, probably not, but just imagine the confidence that imagine the confidence they'll come out of the series with against whoever they face in the next round. I'm happy they didn't duck this. Regardless of what happens from here on in, I'm happy they didn't duck the smoke. It's not what they're about. Thanks, Hushu. Christopher Halecki, what's going on, Chris? For years, this also happened to us. I am beyond words. Go Knicks. That's where I was after the game ended. I'm still kind of there. Don't really have the words. Mike, what's going on, Mike? Thank you for the generous contribution. Wow, just wow. Let's go Knicks. You guys are really freaking super generous tonight. Thank you so much. Thank you to everybody who's watching. I feel it's weird because usually throughout these post games, I get a chance to articulate some like finer points about the game and get into the nitty gritty details about it. But these are all just like chats of excitement. So I'm just enjoying basking in the excitement. And I hope nobody minds me basking in the excitement to the extent that I'm able to do it right now. Thanks, Mike. Appreciate you, man. Hush Zoo was going to jump off my roof. Dante Iheart saved me. Would this have been a jump off the roof game if they did not win it? That's a good question. That'll give me a chance to dig into some stuff. Did they get anything tonight? Did they get anything tonight that you're like, well, man, they're not going to get that again. They better win this game. So they shot 33% from three. They shot 41% overall. Deuce Pride did not make a three. Bojan Bogdanović, we talked about two massive threes. Massive threes. He was only 2 for 6. Josh Hart, yes. 4 for 7. Key to the city. Never goes bad. Brunson, 1 for 6. DiVincenzo, 4 for 8. And an OBO for 3. You know, so like you look up and down and you're like, all right, well, it's not like they got great shooting. It's not, other than Josh Hart in the first half, it's not like anybody came out of nowhere and had the game of their lives. Embiid played great. Maxey played great. Their role players hit some key shots when they had an opportunity to hit key big shots. I thought they left some points on the board in terms of in transition. Philly's transition defense, granted, has been very good, but I thought throughout the game that there were a lot of opportunities at or near the rim where they just didn't convert. Like I'm talking besides Brunson. So I think there are a lot of reasons why, again, it's skewed by the fact that they were up 7 in the fourth quarter. And you would have felt really bad about a loss at home that they were up 7 in the fourth quarter. And at the same time, for a lot of reasons, if they had lost this game, I would have come on here and I would have been like, well, they should have lost the game. It doesn't mean the series is over. They could do the things that they did tonight again. And if Brunson gets better, they'll be okay. And by the way, maybe Embiid doesn't, or maybe Maxey doesn't go off to this extent. I mean, Maxey was, what was he from three? Maxey was, he was 5'11 from three. No, that's not crazy for him. It's very good. It's not crazy. So I don't know. I don't think it would have been a jump off the window, a jump off the roof loss. What's up, Knicks fans? You know, the other day I was talking to two girls who were telling me how into foreplay they are and how they wish they had more single guys to do it with. No, not that foreplay. We're not looking to get teed up on the pod. I'm talking F-O-U-R-P-L-A-Y foreplay. It's an app where single friends team up and double date other single friends. It's a more fun, lower pressure, and safer way to meet new people, which is exactly why single girls love it. In fact, they love it so much that they make up the majority of teams on the app, as in a 3-to-1 ratio in your favor. Back when I was single, I would have definitely loved this. Look, we all know everything is better with a friend. Just ask Josh and Jalen, even if Brunson won't admit it. And with foreplay, you don't have to sacrifice bromance for romance, because it's a chance to enjoy a night out with a buddy while meeting two new people in a more social environment without any expectation. And the icing on the cake, it's totally free. All right, it's game time. So head over to the App Store now and download foreplay, F-O-U-R-P-L-A-Y, and get ready for a little 2-on-2 pickup. Anthony Sixto, what's going on, Anthony? Thank you for the contribution. Hey, Joel Embiid, let me ask you something. Don't you wish you played for the Knicks? I don't know why I inspired me to do that. Like, if I'm Philly right now, I'm like upset. I'm annoyed. Annoyed's probably the right word. I'm very annoyed. I think if they lose this, if they go on to lose the series, which I hope they will, I think they will. I don't think Embiid's. I think Maxey has shown so much that if I was Embiid, I would be like, I'm gonna ride with this dude for another little while. So, but yeah, it's funny regardless. Thanks, Anthony. Kevin Wilson, what's going on, Kev? In the immortal words of Jack Black, I don't believe what I just saw. What is that from? Oh, Jack Buck. Sorry, Jack Buck. I don't know why I read Jack Buck.
There you go.
Jack Buck. I don't believe what I just saw. Yes. Kirk Gibson, right?
Yes, Kirk Gibson off of Dennis Eckersley. 1988 World Series, 80. Game 1.
I wouldn't have been able to tell you it was game one. I knew it was Kirk Gibson. I knew it was 88. I wouldn't have told you game one.
It's an infamous season because the 87 win Dodgers beat the 100 win Mets in the NLCS. And then beat a 102 win Athletics team.
Yeah, did not know any of that.
That is indeed baseball season.
Thanks, Kev. Sam McFadden, what's going on, Sam? First time, long time. Thanks for chiming in, man. Love the pod. Thank you. My girlfriend wants to kick me out of the house for yelling, but is Dante the best? First of all, praise to your girlfriend for putting up with your insanity. Learn to like yell into a pillow or go into like is there a room you go in? Close the door, maybe? That's what I tried to. But is Dante the best New York free agent signing of all time? Jalen Brunson's the best New York free agent signing of all time. After Jalen Brunson. Shit, is Dante DiVincenzo the second best Knicks free agent signing of all time? He probably is. Because of just how Stoudemire's contract aged. You know, I mean, like, John Starks was technically a free agent signing, you know, Anthony Mason was technically a free agent signing. So like, but putting those aside, like those were not free agent signings in the sense that like, we got this guy to commit here for this amount of money. Like nobody wanted those guys. So what?
Randall?
Oh, Jesus.
I mean, I know we're enjoying this playoffs, but Julius Randle?
Absolutely. Randle's. Thank you, Andrew. Thank you. Randle's 2, DiVincenzo's 3. Busy! What's going on, Busy? So I was talking to somebody at Penn 6 before the game, and you came up, and I complimented you thoroughly. I thought it was over and went to eat brownies to comfort my sadness about the loss. And all of a sudden, bam, and I'm screaming at the top of my lungs. I mean, when Larry went to the line, I was like, yeah. Well, actually, when Brunson missed the 3, I was like, it's over. Then they fouled Lowry, and I was like, it's over. And then Lowry missed the free throw. And when Larry missed the free throw, I'm like, okay. And then Brunson made his shot. And I was like, okay. 27 seconds left. 24 second shot clock. And as I was processing, like, do they let the time wind down? Do they foul? Yada, yada. Everybody falls down on the ground. And as everybody falls down on the ground, and like I've now watched the replay a couple times. I don't think the garden like was loud as that part of the play was happening, because everybody was like, what's going on? Is there a foul? Is there like a timeout being called? Like I think everybody just kind of figured it was a foul and the whistle didn't blow. And then when it kicked out, there was like this, oh my God, they're going to have a shot to tie it. And then it missed. But then it was the offensive rebound. And it went back to Dante. And then it went down. And it was just, oh my God. Thank you, Busy. Hope you enjoyed the brownies. Mike R., I feel like karma for Reggie finally came back around almost three decades later. Yes, it will be three decades next year. Wild. I love this team. KFS, what's up? Well, we're all excited here. That's what's up. I love this team too. I just don't know if you were like around my age or I guess older than my age. But for me, it was like, again, that hit right at that age where it was like, like that can't be real. Like this isn't supposed to happen. So if you're around my age and you have to think of the 8 points in 8.9 seconds. Have to. Thanks, Mark. Wow. Wild game in Denver. Oh my goodness gracious. Vojtek Vondrak. I hope I pronounced that correct. 4 a.m. here in the Czech Republic. I'm sorry we kept you up even later than that, Vojtek. This game was worth every second. No wisdom from my sleep-deprived brain. Just a general shout-out. Been watching your content for some time. Awesome work. Keep it up. Let's go, Knicks. These are the ones that get me so much because I'm like, man, what? Like, all you like the fact that you watch and but that you feel the need to come on and give a shout out and a very generous thank you is just like the gift is that I get to do this. That's the we all get to do this. Andrew feels the same way. Everybody. I saw Sean with the W tonight. He popped by Penn 6. Like we're just all very lucky. And we're especially lucky the fact that this whole kind of project came together, not intentionally, just by happenstance, as this team was rising, you know, from the ashes. And now here we are, right? Yeah. Thanks, Fletcher. Appreciate the generosity, man. Rafa, what the fuck just happened? Nurse definitely regretted that challenge. Did he? I may pull Andrew back up here for a sec. What, like, so Nurse used his two challenges. Would he have challenged something in the last 30 seconds?
So my thought is that,
what would he have challenged?
The result of the play of the challenge was just an Ananobi. They're up five, and Ananobi took two free throws. Like, you could then call timeout if, like, it's a different set of the circumstances. Instead of a Brunson three, it's two shots.
What's the
best
fact that the timeout, he would have had another timeout?
Not even the timeout in my mind. Like, I originally thought that was his final timeout, but you're right. They called a timeout to then
call the final play in the game. They drew up a play, which I want to see again. I have not seen that play again, but Hartenstein got the block, right?
Right. Right. My thought is that the result of the play they challenged was two free throws on Ananobi, which he then took. No, it was a foul to give, right?
A foul to give.
So I have no idea why he would have regretted. I guess it gave the Knicks time to draw something up. I don't know.
I mean,
I initially thought like that they ran out of timeouts, but then you're right in the moment. Nurse tried to call his timeout.
I know there's a lot of angles that going around on Twitter about
really good baseline view I can pull up eventually.
Did he call the timeout successfully, do you think?
So shout out Jerry Ferrara, who put up he pump fakes the timeout initially on the inbound. Then they got it inbounds, and as he falls is when he starts calling timeout. But on the fall, he loses possession.
Gotcha.
And they don't give him the call.
Got it. Okay. So
also the baseline view that DJ Zulo just tweeted out, I'll try to pull it, shows a very obvious push off on Maxi to get open. So if we're talking about non-calls in the final minute. So.
Okay. Thank you, Rafa. Thank you, Andrew.
Hold on. I just thought of the timeout. End of the game. And Ananobi hits the two free throws.
Yeah, you would like that timeout there.
Let's call a timeout there. Good call. Thank you, Kevin Danishevsky.
At the same time, like, I thought Embiid got off a decent look.
You did, but I think you could have got a better look off if you have a timeout and out of bounds play. You know, you get an extra couple seconds to think about it. Maybe. You could also advance the ball.
Could have, yeah. They have time, whatever. Yeah, no. Thanks, Rafa. Jaso focused resurrects from Knicks fan heaven. That was quick. This was damn near the Josh Hart game. Damn near the I Hart game. Damn near another Deuce game after he deboed Maxi. But no, this is the DiVincenzo game. This fucking team. It's the team. The fact that I think it's the Josh Hart game. It's the opposite of game one, because game one, I said on the post game, like, the recency bias gave me made me give Josh Hart the player of the game, the autograph player of the game. Shout out to Autograph, our friends. Go download the app. And in retrospect, actually, I had him third in the billing behind Deuce Pride 1 and Mitchell Robinson 2. This game, Hart didn't do anything late, but this is Hart's the player of the game. And I don't even think there's any real controversy about that, for as much as, oh my God, wow. Well, we got two classics in one night, because Jamal Murray just beat the Lakers on a quite literal buzzer beater. Denver is up 2-0 in a game that they had no business winning. So maybe something's in the water tonight.
So for those of us that are on a delay, Jamal Murray has the ball, 5 seconds left at the logo. He pulls up from three. Drives Anthony Davis in his face. It's a shot at the buzzer, and the Nuggets win.
Poor AD. An insane shot.
Dog pile.
An insane shot.
Anthony Davis is stuck under said dog pile. Yeah, these are both 2-7s where the seventh seed has suffered an excruciating loss on the road in game two.
I mean,
which means
he got Davis off him.
Yes, both of these two seeds should be happy, because magical things happen in championship rounds. We'll see you in the finals, Denver. Clearly, that's what the takeaway from the finals,
Denver. All right. Thanks, John. Appreciate you, man. Dwayne Hall's Larry Johnson moment. Yeah, that's the shot. I want to see the wide view, because that's the one we always get from LJ, right? The wide view with the garden of everybody jumping up. I was climbing on my friend. Shout out to my buddy Mike Soloway, by the way. He's not going to listen to this because it's too cool for Knicks film school, but took me to the game tonight. One of my oldest friends. And I was literally climbing on him, I think. I forget when I started climbing on him. I think maybe after... I don't know. Maybe after... I don't know. I forget when. Maybe after DiVincenzo hit the three. Maybe that was when. It's wild. Thanks, Dwayne. Juwanon. What's going on, Juwanon? Spree Mellum and Stark celebrating on the sidelines, seeing one of the greatest wins in Knicks history. It's a sign. It's now. League is soft. We are resilient. We go to Philly and finish them. Hashtag fire tips. I would love for them to go to Philly and finish this series. I suspect there will be more games at MSG. Hashtag fire tips, of course, yes. I've never heard anything like that. I've never heard... walking out of the garden, there was a buzz. Not a buzz. There was a... it was a reverberation that was coming off of everybody leaving that building. Everybody was feeling it. Who saw that? And they brought that energy out with them into New York City, which is already one of one. And there is no city like New York. And when you get a great sports moment like that and you are in the heart of the city, that's the thing, right? All due respect to where the Mets play and where the Yankees play and where the Jets and the Giants play. There is only one building that is in the heart of the greatest city in the world. And there is only one like you're not, you only get a moment like that if it's the Knicks or if it's the Rangers. It's just unlike anything.
What's second now?
What do you mean?
Like buildings. Like obviously the Garden, even with the old Yankee Stadium, even with Shea, even with Nassau.
In New York?
Honestly. Yeah. Nassau Coliseum would have been the other building I went to be honest. The Barn. The Colley.
I mean, Yankee Stadium, still.
Not the new one. Listen, Yankee fans get excited. Baseball fans get excited. It doesn't have the same dynamics. Like Shea Stadium.
New York?
Yeah.
What's ahead of it in New York?
I think that's second, but it's like a distant second. Like
Fine. It is a distant second. That's fine.
All right. I'm just curious what the second one was. I think this city has had many a building like that. Yankee Stadium, the old one would have been either second or the Barn and then Shea, but there's no place like the Garden.
There is no place like the Garden. Dom Cappuccini, what's going on, Dom? Craziest finish since H2O 25 years ago. Well, LJ, 4-point play, but yes. I reacted the same way when I was 15, like a psycho. Let's freaking go, Knicks. My God, it was 25 years. It's been 25 years, hasn't it? Are we at like, what was the actual date of the Houston shot? I gotta look this up. Because I feel like we're getting there's gonna have to be like some crossover pretty soon here. Thank you, Dom. Appreciate you as always, of course.
What's up, Knicks fans? Quick break to tell you about our new sponsor, Unified. Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring this episode of the Knicks Film School Podcast. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System. And if you haven't heard of the EE system yet, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. Whether you're here in the Big Apple or at hundreds of other locations across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE system technology for yourself? Don't hesitate. Go to unifiedhealing.com/KFS to learn more and find a center near you. Again, that's unifiedhealing.com/KFS. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE system.
Dan Hidalgo, they just don't quit. Game's not over until we win. That's how it feels, right? Right now? It feels like the game's not over until they... Like, they're never out of a game. That's the thing, is they're never out of a game. Like, even down the stretch of the season, when were they out of any game? They're never out of any game. They keep fighting and fighting and fighting and fighting, and that's how it is. I'm just looking up right now, so... The playoffs used to start much later. I'd completely forgotten that. But in the 99 playoffs, and actually, no, that makes sense because the season started later that year because it was the lockout. So game one didn't even start, or game one wasn't even until May 8th. So game five, the Houston shot was May 16th. So we are 20. We're coming up on the 25th anniversary. Say that. Exhibition continues. What's going on? Exhibition continues. I was watching on my phone, so I was using Max because it's better than the MSG app. I didn't know you could watch basketball games on Max. Missed an epic Devo double bang call. That's a win they cut back to when you're recapping a championship run. It is kind of how it feels. I mean, as long as you saw it, right? And you get to Oh, you can watch the TNT feed on Max. Andrew's telling me. Okay. Well, there you go. I mean, look, that call will live on and on and on and on and on. It's one of those. Robert W. Cross, this is for It's Your Boy John. This is a Tibbs victory, culture all in. You really want to get me? We've been at this for 2 hours, the stream has been going for 2 hours and 20 minutes. I've only been at it for however long I've been at it, but you really want to get me waxing poetic about Tibbs? Really happy that this team is full of the sorts of players that want to win basketball games. And that is what they are in this for. And I think, frankly, if I had a couple of bucks to bet on it, because he doesn't give a shit about this stuff. The athletic player poll, and we're going to talk to Fred about it tomorrow. If you got a reaction out of Tibbs, I'm going to ask this to Fred. If you got a reaction out of Tibbs and he was actually being honest about it, about half the players in the league saying they don't want to play for him, I bet you he'd love it. I bet you he'd love it. You know why? Because to him, I bet that would mean he's doing something right. You know why? Because winning is hard. And most people don't want to do things that are hard, especially when you're a professional athlete and you have a chance to make millions of dollars. Not necessarily killing yourself, but that's not how we do things here. Hayden Freed. That was T-Mac, 13 points in 30 seconds. That's a good one. That's a good reference. Over the Spurs, I believe. Times Big Shot Bob, double miss, times Charles Smith, times LJ 4-point play. You got a lot in there. All coming together for a magical Knicks win. Hashtag our year. I hope so. I hope so. I mean, it would sure seem like this would spur on a run. It would feel not in tune with history of basketball if, like, they won these two games, including winning this game like this, and, you know, it didn't lead to anywhere. Look, do magical wins always necessarily lead to series victories? No, they don't. You know, the one that will always stand out to me is the LeBron game two winner against the Orlando Magic the year the Magic went to the finals and lost to Kobe and the Lakers. That was a great LeBron game. It was one of the great LeBron shots. And then they just got railroaded the rest of that series. This Knicks team is, I think, a little bit better than that Cavs team. They don't have prime LeBron, but they do have a great team. And I don't think this Sixers team is quite as good as that Magic team either. Thanks, Hayden. Spicy Sham. What's going on, Spicy Sham? Just when I thought I was out, they pull me back in. Let's fucking go, New York Knicks. Yes. Nah, you can't be out on this team. How could you be out on this team? How could anyone be out on this team? They've endeared themselves to us forever. That's what a night like this does. Nobody's ever going to forget it. Anthony, my Knicks PTSD kicked in and I thought it was over. That's not Knicks PTSD kicking in. That's just like, I've watched the NBA for a long time. I know that when a team is down by 4 points and they send an opposing player to the line and there's about 40 seconds left, like, they are going to lose that game. That's just reality. That's not PTSD. But this Tibbs team is different, and JB came through when it mattered, but needs to figure it out. Yeah, that's the series. Again, it's the series, it's the series, it's the series. Can Jalen Brunson figure stuff out? I will confidently say right now that, like, he needs to figure stuff out for them to win the series. Like, I do not believe that they could win the series unless he figures it out. And again, figuring it out might be as simple as, like, hey, I know what kind of shots I'm getting. I'm need to get more comfortable taking those shots. Might be as simple as that. Thank you, Anthony. Well, I go to Nova right now, and let me tell you, the dorm hallways were full of us Knicks fans. That's great, man. That's really cool. Congratulations. Villanova's a great school. I hope you're having a great time there. And I bought a Nova Heart jersey today. This team bought game 4 tickets. It'd be cool if there was some Knicks fans in... I don't even know what the building is called, wherever the fuck the Sixers play. It'd be cool if there was a lot of Knicks fans there. I imagine there will be a few.
The Wells Fargo Center. Wells Fargo. Is it the Wells Fargo or the Wachovia Center? Are they the same thing?
I don't know. It doesn't matter. But not shout out spectrum. To you. No. Shout out to you. And that maybe, I don't really rock jerseys. I would do a... But it would be weird because I didn't go to Villanova. I was like, somebody saw me in a Nova jersey. Like, oh, you went to Villanova? I'm like, no. That'd be weird. I want to avoid that awkward conversation. Hayden Fried, another one. We deserved this for the Luka game last year. That's another good throwback. That's another good throwback. That was heartbreaking. One in whatever it is, 13,800 and something.
84.
84. I might need to refill my water in a minute, Andrew. So I may need you to hop up here for a sec. But put up the next super chat. Nelson Joseph. What's going on, Nelson? This was the reverse Reggie Miller game. Yes. That's the one. I'm so happy so many other people are identifying with me on that one. Sumit Chawla. What's going on, Sumit? The pain of Reggie Miller's shots in 95 can now be laid to rest. Let's go, Knicks. I've never gotten over it. I don't know about anybody else. I've never gotten over it. And again, because it probably happened on the day that I was celebrating my 12th birthday. And because they, again, it's like, there's nothing more devastating than when you're like, all right, we won the game. And then you didn't win the game. That's what made the Dallas loss so devastating. That's what made that Pacer game so devastating. The fact that it came in a playoff game and it came in game 1 of a playoffs. And it was a team you felt like you had their number because you had beat them the previous year and you had beat them the year before that, or a few years before that, I think. Exercise the demons. Yes. Thank you, Sumit.
Have you heard about the 2018 study that showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? No? Well, now you have. I'm Kat, mother of 3 and founder of Ritual, the company making traceability the new standard in the supplement industry. I remember staring at my prenatal vitamins and finding all these things I was trying to avoid. High amounts of heavy metals, synthetic colorants, and unnecessary ingredients. So, at 4 months pregnant, I quit my job and started Ritual because I believe that all women deserve to know what they're putting in their bodies and why. I'm so proud of our prenatal vitamin. The ingredients are 100% traceable. It's third-party tested for microbes and heavy metals and recently received the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. You see, we trace like a mother because, let's be honest, no one cares quite like a mother. But don't just take my word for it. Trace for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.